chapter one, she adored London, a city as passionate and beautiful as she was. No, too derivative. Chapter one.
As far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a graphic artist. And one day soon, I will be. I'm Tim. I'm 27 and I'm single. I haven't always been. I had a 5-year relationship which ended really badly. I'm over it now, though.
A city. London. Londinium. Oh, that's just shit.
This is Daisy, my flatmate and my friend. She wants to be a writer, but basically I think she's as confused as me. She's away at the moment, travelling around Asia. She said she wanted to go and find herself. I hope she does. She got a bit of money after she sold a few articles. About £400, actually. Her auntie gave her the rest. This is Brian. He lives downstairs from us. He's an artist. Sort of.
London was her place, definite, focused, like her mind. The home of her triumphs and tragedy.
This is Mike. Why? He's my best friend. Mike's just got back into the Territorial Army. He got chucked out because he nicked a tank and tried to invade Paris. He's much better now, though.
Yes!
It was a city that loved her, cared for her, and never judged her.
This is Twist. She's Daisy's best friend. Although I'm not entirely sure why. I haven't actually figured her out just yet. She's either sweet and stupid or an evil genius. Either way, she's sleeping with Brian, and she works in fashion. Apparently. This is Marcia. And that was her daughter, Amber. Marcia's our landlady. As far as she's concerned, Daisy and me are a professional couple, although that's not really important anymore. Anyway, she's lovely.
Fuck off!
This is our baby. Dog. Sorry, dog. His name's Colin. And this is our home. We've lived here for about a year.
And as much as she travelled the world, it was the city of London she longed for. The home of her passions, her adventures, her friends. This was their flat, and it always would be.
So how are you? How was Asia?
Oh, it was great. I had a wonderful time. It was beautiful. It was like, you know, being in another country. I mean, I was in another country, but it was like, you know, different world. There was another universe. I feel very zen. I feel very different. I don't know where to start.
Near the end.
Where's Colin?
He's all right. He's upstairs with Marcia.
Oh, is he all right?
He's fine. I'm sure he's fine.
Check out the town.
Yeah, you look like Pocahontas.
Oh, thank you very much, Casper. You know, the ghost.
All right.
So how are you then, you big bloody man?
I'm good. I've had a few things to work through, you know.
With Sarah?
No, with George Lucas.
It's been over a year.
It's been 18 months, Daisy. And it still hurts.
Well, I didn't think Phantom Menace was that bad. Nice to see you here, Mike. What have you been up to?
Oh, well, I'm through the quarterfinals of Robot Wars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I've had to move out of Mum's place.
Really?
Things have been a bit difficult. She's been very overbearing and I felt suffocated and unable to grow. I've got a lot to offer the world, Daisy, and I don't think my mum's ready to accept that yet.
Right.
And I shot the cat up the arsehole.
Right. Well, we'll have to come over to your flat and have a party.
Well, actually, Daisy, if you're staying here, I spoke to Marcia and she sort of said, you know, the more the merrier, and I mean, as far as she's concerned, he's staying in the spare room, so...
Oh, my room.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, sorry to spring this on you, Daisy, but he had nowhere to go and there was a bed going, so...
It's fine. I hope you haven't made too much of a mess.
He'll be on the sofa by tonight, Daisy.
Fine. I've been sleeping rough for 2 months. Another night's not going to kill me.
Come on then, let's see your photos.
No need for photos. Welcome to the 21st century. Yeah, I got this cheap in Singapore. Right, here we go. I've got 3 2-hour cassettes. I just couldn't stop filming. You know, I'm thinking about going into documentary filmmaking, you know, like a travelogue and stuff. Like a kind of Michael Palin for the millennium. I could use this as a pilot, actually. So just see what you're thinking. Let's see what you think.
Hello and welcome to Bangkok.
She yell if you get bored.
Bangkok Garden. I've been here for about 4 days. It's really early in the morning.
Who is it?
Daisy.
Hello, you.
Hi.
Go there. Do you want some tea?
Yes, please.
Let's get you some Lapsang Souchong, especially because I knew you were coming back.
Oh, thanks.
So, did you have a great time?
Yes, I did. Yes, it was amazing. It was incredible. You know, so many different places. And...
Mm.
Is everything all right, Brian?
Yes. Why?
You seem different.
I feel different, Daisy.
Are you on Prozac?
No, I don't know, I'm enjoying life and it's thank you, thanks to you.
Really?
It's because of you I met Twist and oh, I can't believe I was single for so long. Love is a beautiful thing, Daisy. You should try it.
Oh, well, you two having fun, are you? Well, I'm very happy for you, Brian. Oh, is this a new one, is it?
No, the same one.
Oh, well, our one?
Yeah.
Oh, Marsha.
Shit!
Hello, curtain! Welcome on!
Hello, baby. Hello, how are you?
How's he been? Has he missed me?
Oh, he's fine. Oh. But a bloke come and put a dog flap out the back. He loves it. He's never in these days.
That's because Mummy's been away. But she's back now, isn't she? Come on,
leave
her.
Well,
come and sit down.
Hello, you too. Yeah, well, nice to have you back, Daisy.
I've got you something.
Oh, duty free! How did you know?
Oh, God.
How was it, Kim? Was it magic?
Oh, yes, it was. I feel energised, you know? I feel creative. I feel absolutely good.
Ooh. Would you behave yourself?
What do you mean?
Oh, you know, young woman away on her own without a beau. Never know what might happen. Half a bottle of Ouzo Destructo and ooh, the regret.
Well, I didn't actually go to Greece, Marsha. I went to Asia.
No, I was just saying. I trust you didn't play away.
Ooh. Well, there was this one guy.
Go on.
He was called Stephen. I met him at the airport on the way home. Nothing happened, just... it's really sweet.
Oh, did he remind you of Tim?
No, not really. We just sort of found each other. Kindred spirits, you know. We talked for ages about everything. It was great. He was so easygoing. Like, I met a lot of really annoying idiots on holiday, you know, going on and on. But Stephen just seemed different. I don't know. He made me feel relaxed, at ease. Like I could be myself. What can I say? He was like a real gentleman.
So what happened?
I don't know. We were at arrivals, just chatting, and we were going to share a cab, and he just vanished. I must have lost him in the crowd.
Ah, well, you know what they say. Why go out for hamburger when you can have steak at home?
Get off me, you bummer!
Oh, there she is. Duchess of the D grade.
Doing her A-levels, bless her.
Where the fuck have you been? I don't mind you staying out late, but at least you could phone. Right, I'm off.
Oh, hang on, I've got something else for you. Video footage of me.
Oh, good.
Just see what you think, see what you think.
Yeah. It's nice to have you back safe, Daisy. You look really well. A lot of people lose weight when they're travelling.
You all right?
Yeah. I just feel a bit weird. That's all. That's... this time yesterday, I was in Delhi. The most exciting, magical city in India. Probably the world. And I'm just back in London. Nothing ever happened.
It's not here. We have the wrong bag. Look. Daisy Steiner, 23 Meteor Street, Tufnell Park. What do you want to do?
Get the car.
And choke slam.
Come on, Daisy, why don't you come and have a fight?
All right, suit yourself.
I'll go down the pub.
The pub?
Yeah, I really want to go down the pub. I fancy a pint of Guinness and some salt and vinegar crisps. I just feel a bit jet lagged and I don't want to fall asleep.
Daisy! You coming?
Yeah, just give me a second.
I'm wearing nothing at all. What are you wearing? Prada. What was Prada?
Is he going?
Oh, I left him a note.
Right, well, you can buy the first round.
Oh, I've only got rupees.
Oh, God, all right. Mike can get the first round.
What? I just want to have a nice, relaxing day.
Daisy Steiner?
Yes.
Are you Daisy Steiner?
No.
Do you know where she is?
No.
Do you know where she is?
Why?
Miss Steiner is under suspicion of bringing a bag containing sensitive materials into the country.
Sensitive?
Can you tell us where she is, Mr. Top?
And you know my name?
It's written on the doorbell. Where is she, Brian?
Brian isn't on the doorbell.
Where is she? What? Mom.
I'm off to point the pink pistol at the Portland firing range.
Oi, oi.
Well, come on, Daisy. It can't be that bad being back.
I'm fine. I was really looking forward to coming back, you know, seeing everybody.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I've been looking forward to seeing you too. I have. You know, it's been really weird since you've been away. The flat's been very different. There's just been, I don't know, something missing.
Really? What?
The smell.
Daisy Steiner?
Yeah? Yeah?
Would you come with us, please?
Where are you going?
Would you come with us, please?
No, I'm all right here.
Miss Steiner, I don't want to have to tell you again.
I think you should go with them, Daisy.
I'm not going to go with them, Tim. I don't even know who they are.
Miss Steiner, you are under suspicion of illegally bringing sensitive materials into the country.
What? A kite?
We have your partner in custody, Miss Steiner.
Your partner?
A Mr. Stephen Edwards.
So, who is Stephen Edwards, Daisy? Daisy?
He was like a real gentleman. Shit!
Who is Stephen Edwards?
I met him at the airport.
Oh, did you now?
Miss Steiner.
Do you mind? I'm trying to have a... Ow!
Say hello
to my little friend. Shit!
Yeah.
Here we are, Steve. Hello.
Stop walking in front of the telly, your tights are strobing. You will go out looking like a...
Bloody hell.
Note to self, shoot first, quit later. Where did you learn to take care of yourself like that?
Well, let's say my time in Asia wasn't just spent sightseeing. I've changed, Tim.
Your front door's open.
Brian.
Welcome home, Miss Steiner.
I arrived just before you did.
You Landau.
Take a seat, Miss Steiner. And let us not have a repeat of our last encounter. You're beginning to try my patience. We have the bag, Miss Steiner.
I didn't know I had it.
There's no point resisting. You have illegally carried goods into this country, contravening every customs law there is. And we have all the evidence we need to bring you in.
No, you don't.
Marsha.
Hello, everybody. Mm. Hello, Brian. Mm.
What is this?
I think this will clear everything up.
We don't have time for this.
Oi!
Jimmy!
Wait!
Well, thanks for your help, Mrs. Klein.
It's Miss, actually.
Miss Klein. We'll keep this for study, Miss Steiner. Don't even think about leaving the country.
Don't worry. I won't. I can't afford it. Never know he'd been here. Oh, he's like a giant baby. With a moustache.
Thanks for letting him stay, Daisy. He won't be here too long.
That's all right, that's all right. I quite like having him here. Oh, I'm sorry about your kite.
My kite?
Yeah, I got it for you.
Did you?
Yeah.
No. Sure didn't get it for Stephen Edwards.
What a weird day, wasn't it?
Mm.
Sort of.
Slightly unbelievable.
Mm. It's nice to be back, though.
It's nice to have you back. Get off me, Joey.
Hello, and welcome to Bangkok. I am in the Fat Fang Pang Pong Fangkan. No, it's not that, but it's something like that. Memorial Peace Gardens. I've been here for about 4 days. It's really early in the morning, about 5 o'clock, so it's quite chilly. It's a little bit wide inside for coffee and some lovely breakfast.
I hate this job.